When Jesus preaches, he uses words. These words are used to tell stories. These stories are called parables. In today's gospel, Jesus tells the parable of the unforgiving servant. It's about forgiveness and mercy. A servant pleads for the forgiveness of his debt to his master. The master forgives him. The same servant refuses to give a fellow servant who owes him a much smaller amount. The master's response to the servant is, "Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?" Because God wants to have us what is good, God doesn't want us to imprison ourselves in unforgiveness or be tortured by resentment. To forgive someone who has hurt us is never easy. To forgive is to be in a position of strength. We are the injured one. We are doing the giving. We have something to gain when we forgive. We are in control. Things are in our hands. However, to ask for forgiveness is more difficult. When we do this, we have to humble ourselves for something which we may or may not receive from the one we have hurt. We are not in control. Things are not in our hands. In Jewish law, sins committed against God can be resolved by sincere repentance. For sins committed against a human being, one must seek the forgiveness of those whom one has wronged in order to invoke divine mercy. It is very similar for us. There is a story. It involves a rabbi and three other men. The rabbi and the three other men are in the same train compartment going to Warsaw. The three men know each other. They are playing cards with one another. They invite the rabbi to play with them. The rabbi says, "No, I'm very busy. It's been a long day, and I want to spend some time in prayer." The three men start bullying the rabbi. They verbally abuse him to the point that the rabbi has to step outside of the compartment and stand in the corridor for the rest of the ride to Warsaw. The train arrives in Warsaw. The rabbi leaves the train. There is a crowd waiting for him. The three salesmen ask themselves, "Who is that man?" And one of the men says, "That is Solomon, the most famous rabbi here in Warsaw." The man who asked that question realizes that he was wrong in abusing him. So he walks up to the rabbi and says, "I am sorry for hurting you." The rabbi, in turn, refused to forgive him. The rabbi's followers are shocked by this, and they ask the rabbi, "Why didn't you forgive that man?" He says to him, "I cannot forgive him. The salesman didn't offend me, the chief rabbi of Warsaw. He offended a common man. Let him go to him and ask for forgiveness." In other words, the salesman was asking for forgiveness only because he offended a famous person. If it had been an ordinary person he had offended, he would never have asked for forgiveness. There are times in my own life when I wonder if God doesn't say the same thing to us. Why do you tell me that you are sorry for hurting someone? Why don't you tell that person that you've hurt that you are sorry and ask for forgiveness? By doing that, we open the door and forgiveness may come in. We hear in the prophet Sirach that we are not to hate our neighbor, and that is everyone around us. Some of us have been physically wounded, sexually wounded. God is not asking us to forget, but we are called to be able, as an offender, to go up to someone and beg for forgiveness. There's a risk. Person may not be forgiven. But in turn, we are to go to prayer. And if we are seeking, forgiveness from an individual, we are to ask God, God, how am I to be with this person whom I have hurt or repeatedly have hurt? Our relationship with God is primary, and in turn, our relationship with everyone is God's gift. We're not called to hurt. We're not called to offend. We are not called to be walking around with a heart full of resentment. So as we continue with this liturgy, let's pray for that grace, that we know how to forgive and that we know how to seek forgiveness when we have done great harm to other people.